Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
Let's turn to Tech Tuesday. We say good morning to our tech expert, Carmi Levy. Good morning, Carmi.
Great to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so emojis for drugs?
Yeah, the Drug Enforcement Administration in the U.S. started keeping track of the emojis that kind of popped up in the midst of their investigations, and they started noticing patterns. So they decided, well, you know, we'll just publish a few of them in a handy-dandy PDF on the DEA.gov website so that parents, caregivers, educators, basically anyone else who would be involved in raising kids kind of knows what they are. So, you know, can sort of keep track of them. So, for example, if you start seeing, a brown heart showing up or a dragon showing up in your kids' text messaging or other messaging on social media, you'll know that it's heroin. If it's a mushroom, then it's mushrooms. Blue hearts or a snow globe would be meth. They're not saying that it's exhaustive. They're saying it is not a representative. It's not all inclusive. In other words, there's probably a lot more that are being used. But this is just a start, and they just sort of want, you know, the adults in the room to open their eyes and be aware of this sort of new language that's emerging in the digital space that kids are using to share messages on what drugs they're consuming or what drugs they're acquiring.
Okay, but it's kind of like the Enigma machine during World War II, isn't it? As soon as parents understand something that their kids are doing, the kids change it.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem is, you know, now that the DEA is aware of it, of course, it's going to get pushed even further underground. And so, you know, if you're a parent, it behooves you to, A, you know, not use monitoring software on your kid, but just talk to them. Because the more you talk to them, the more aware that you will be of what they're communicating, who they're communicating with, and if you've even got a problem to begin with. But just do know that Special K, not a breakfast cereal, Molly, not your kid's new best friend. If that starts showing up in their messaging, have a talk with them.
Okay. Meta and has a chat bot, and apparently it got messy.
Yeah, this is actually kind of funny. So CNN did some research on it, and they showed that basically they started talking to it, and it started talking back to them. It's known as BlenderBot 3, and it says that it's alive and that it's human. And we've had this conversation before. We know that we're not at the point yet where AI chatbots are human. They might look human. They might say they're human, but they're not. They're certainly not sentient. But they released it last week, and no sooner did they release it than CNN started playing with it. It was racist, xenophobic, misogynist, anti-Semitic, started saying some pretty horrible things. And of course, if CNN is playing with it, you can rest assured that everyone else is. It kind of blew up on social media over the weekend a little bit. And it was, at least at first glance, embarrassing to Meta. It's like, how can you release this? And of course, it, you know, does not show the brand in the best possible light. But we've seen this before. A few years ago, Microsoft released a chatbot known as Tay, and exactly the same thing happened. It went nasty almost within minutes of it being publicly available. This is the problem with artificial intelligence at this point in development. It's really early. It's basically a result of all of the data that it's being fed. And because it's using publicly available sources, it's, you know, some weird things are going to pop up. And we're still at that, what I like to call Model T stage of the development of this technology. We're going to have more bumps in the road along the way. And this is not anything that really surprises me all that much, although it is kind of funny.
Does that mean, though, that somebody who had a hand in creating this technology is racist and offensive? Or is this, you know, is this like HAL the computer?
As much as I'd like to sort of say, you know, this humans can stop this, the reality is they can't. The way a chatbot is trained is you feed it huge amounts of data. So we're talking millions of documents, and there's no way that one human could be able to go through all of those documents or those websites or whatever and sort of vet them all. You dump a bunch of data into the database and say, go, feed. And so there really is no way to sort of validate that. at some point, some weird stuff is going to get in. That's all part of the process. That's how the technology is going to be advanced over time. It is going to take not just years, decades to figure this out.
Always fun to catch somebody red-handed, and a baggage handler apparently was apprehended because of an AirTag.
Of course, this happens in Florida. Giovanni DeLuca. Some travelers noticed when they landed that their luggage went missing, and one of them lost $15,000 in jewelry and other items. And so police officers or police department started an investigation, and they started noticing the victim said, hey, you know, I had an AirTag. So they said, okay, let's track it, because of course you can use the Find My app. They tracked it to an address in not that far from the airport, and then they cross-referenced it with a database of people who happened to work at the airport, and they found this guy. So they caught him, and this is an example. We've been hearing so many bad news stories of AirTags, because it's a technology that can be used to help steal cars. It can be used to stalk individuals. Apple's, of course, had to introduce some changes to the technology to reduce and mitigate stalking behavior. So it's kind of nice to see this good news story. I know I traveled recently, first flight since before the pandemic, and I told my wife, for insurance purposes, I want to buy some AirTags, and I threw them in our luggage. And thankfully, everything went well. Our flights were okay, and our luggage was not lost. But just having that knowledge, I told her, I called it cheap insurance. It felt good knowing that at any point when we were sitting in the airport or when we were midstream during our travels, I could pull it up on the app and know exactly, oh, yeah, it's out on the tarmac. Oh, they just brought it into the airport. It's a great technology. It's cheap, $39 for each one. But it can save you a heck of a lot of heartache if you do decide to travel this summer.
Yeah, also a great disincentive, right, for somebody messing around, because now luggage handlers are on notice that every few bags probably have trackers in them.
Yeah, for now, yes. And I thought that's great, because, you know, like if you're dumb enough to be a criminal, you're dumb enough to not suspect that travelers would be putting AirTags into their luggage. But here's the thing. Today, they don't know about it. But of course, you know, we're talking about it on air and the stories are going out there. It's only a matter of time before criminals smarten up and they're going to start, you know, when they steal something, they'll start looking for the AirTag. So if you're thinking of using this technology, don't just chuck it in your luggage. Find creative ways to get it in there, so that it's not easy to find. Sew it into the lining, or, you know, bake it in so that it's not easily findable by a criminal. Same thing with your car. If you're going to put it on your vehicle, put it in a place that's really well hidden. Don't put it in the fender well, for example. Unfortunately, it's a kind of a tit for tat cops versus robbers game. Criminals will eventually get smarter. We're going to have to get smarter too.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful to have you today.
Thanks, John.
What's the latest on the housing crisis? Did the Jays dig the inning?
What's going on with passport lines?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news from reliable publications, big and small. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.